Well, not everybody is a beach person. Fortunately, there is plenty to do inland. Maybe you can head to the Berkshires town of Greenfield, Massachusetts, where the Green River Festival is happening this weekend. The festival boasts an impressive lineup of musicians and local food and a craft fair and hot air balloons to ride or simply watch on a summer night. Producer Zach Nugent spoke with festival director Jim Olson about some of the hidden gems performing at this year's festival.
Okay, Jim, who are you excited about at this year's festival?
Well, we have over 30 bands on three stages, so there's all kinds of music to get excited about. We bring in artists from all over the U.S. and even international artists. This year, I'm very excited to bring in Chilean-based rapper Ana Tujo, who is a huge star in the Latin music world. Her music bridges Latin music with hip-hop, socially conscious lyrics. She's been featured on a lot of TV shows, including Breaking Bad, most notably. And she rarely tours in the U.S., so it's a really rare opportunity to see her. She'll be there on Sunday, the 13th.
Great. Let's hear a little bit from Ana Tujo. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño. Subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma año. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia un juego que trataba de compartir la solvencia. Pero en el patio hicieron la competencia, fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. 1970, 1970, 1970. Who else you got this year?
We're very excited to have two legendary performers, a brother team that haven't performed together in over 30 years. Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin are California-based roots rockers. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, they had a group called the Blasters, which were very influential. Well, these guys have not played together in 30 years. There was a little brother rift, and Phil Alvin, the older of the two, almost passed away a couple years ago while on tour. And they had an epiphany that they needed to go out and do this again. So Dave and Phil Alvin and the Guilty Ones will be performing on Sunday the 13th.
Okay, let's hear a little bit from the Alvin Brothers. On my way just around the world. When I get back, I'm going to have diamonds and pearls all by myself. All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. I didn't have no one to help me. Had to do it all by myself. And you've also got some new bands coming to the festival this year. What can you tell us about that?
Well, a big star with a new band is Nora Jones. Nora is such a musical adventurer. Since she had a huge debut album, which sold 18 million copies back in 2002, she's taken on all kinds of projects. She has her country band, The Little Willies. She's recorded jazz. She's recorded electronica music. And now she has a new band called Puss in Boots, which features two other women. It's a all-girl trio. Sasha Dobson and Catherine Popper are the other women in the trio. They're about to release their debut album, and this is only the second gig outside of New York City that they've ever performed. They'll be there on Saturday, July 12th.
Great. Let's hear a little bit from Puss in Boots. So we have the national bands covered. What about local artists?
Well, one of the collaborations we're really excited about is Heather Maloney and Darling Side, both of whom record and perform separately. But earlier this year, the New York Times asked them to do a collaborative effort. They have a feature on their website where they ask people to record cover songs. So they asked Heather and Darling Side to come together and do a version of Joni Mitchell's song Woodstock, which they did, and the video kind of went viral, and there was a lot of excitement around it, so these guys recorded an EP together, and now they're touring together. They say they're not going to, you know, keep this going for years and years, so it's sort of a unique opportunity to catch Heather Maloney and Darling Side.
And both those artists, I should mention, performed here at NHPR live in our Studio D. Jim Olson, thanks for speaking with me.
Sure.
Green River Festival director Jim Olson there, speaking with producer Zach Nugent. To look at the schedule and see a performance of Darling Side from NHBR Studio D, go to wordofmouthradio.org.